Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Listen, I don't know about you. When I'm cleaning the house, I have to have some good tunes on. And Civic Media's got you covered, whether you're going for a run, cleaning, just hanging out with your friends. You're going to want to check out one of our great music station lineups. We got the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. Just open up the app and search for 105.7 CFW in Eau Claire or 99.7 Max FM in Baraboo if that's your jam, or if country's more your thing, we've got that too. That's 98Q Country Park Falls, 105.5 WIRI Wisconsin Rapids, and RCO in Richland Center. You can check out all of that. And of course, the 60s and the 70s on Racine at WRJN. I love the music lineup that we've got here at Civic, but today it is talk and more talk. I've got some thoughts for you all coming up here, but I did want to share this bit of breaking news. President-elect Donald Trump will nominate Dr. Mehmet Oz to lead the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. I'm just going to say this. Y'all know how big of a department that is. It's huge. Being a talk show host does not prepare Dr. Oz to lead that department. It is a massive administrative undertaking. You would want someone that has, you know, some experience running an enormous department. Oz doesn't have that. So if you or someone you know or love relies on Medicare and Medicaid, I'd be a little bit worried. But folks, I wanted to spend some time, and I'm going to put down a trigger warning here. I wanted to talk about some of my own personal experiences that have occurred in the last month. And I'm going to tell you kind of what my takeaway from this is. And again, a bit of a trigger warning for all you listening out there. And I'm going to ask folks, if you're on the text and call lines, to be patient with me, because I do want to share this story. Now, I'm not suggesting that my experiences are a statistically relevant sample. They're not. But I can tell all of you that I find what has gone on over the last 4 weeks to be quite extraordinary. So without beating around the bush much longer, let me tell you what's happened. In three separate circumstances, completely unrelated, I have had three different men basically forcibly grope me in public. Three different men in completely unrelated circumstances forcibly grope me in public. One was a stranger. Two I have known for more than 15 years. The two that I know, I would consider friends. Now, I want to give you a bit more context because there were some very eerie similarities between all three of these incidents. In each incident, I was seated and the man came up behind me. Secondly, in each incident, the man who was doing this at some point during these interactions leaned over and said something to the effect of, I bet you don't want me doing this, or hey, is this making you a little uncomfortable? In each of the three instances, because I was seated and the man was standing, because of the geometry of the interaction, it would have been really difficult for me to physically extricate myself from the situation. In one instance, I was eating, sitting at a high top. In the other instance, I was seated outside. And in the other instance, I was seated at a bar. Again, two of these men I have known and I would consider friends, though not close friends, but two individuals that I'm certainly close with. Now, I want to be really clear about this. As all of you who are regular listeners know, I'm 6 feet tall. I'm an ex-athlete. I speak my mind. I'm outspoken. I don't take, I don't suffer fools, and I don't like to take any crap from anybody. But I will tell you, despite the proximity of each and every one of these incidents to one another, in each incident, I was so shocked about what was happening to me that I basically froze. This is not uncommon. I literally couldn't, my brain rejected, oh my God, what? Wait a minute. Why is this guy's hands? What? Oh my God. And your brain is flooded with just a surge of stress hormones. And often you freeze when these things happen. I certainly did. I also think, you know, the fact that I was seated, and again, just the physical difficulty I would have had extricating myself, added to the fact that I didn't, for whatever set of reasons, my brain was frozen, my body was frozen, I didn't have leverage, if you will, in a very basic sense. I really, again, could not believe what was happening to me. Here's the other thing I want to make very, very clear. And every single woman I know will tell you the same thing. When these things happen to you, there is no mistaking the intent. You cannot mistake, oh, that was just an accidental boob graze, if you will. Oh my goodness, that was just a good friend who just, you know, accidentally got his hand in the wrong place. That's not what happened in these instances. This was specific, prolonged, and a clear groping. I'm not going to get into the particulars because I don't know if I'd hold it together on the air, but I will tell you, there is simply no mistaking when this happens to you if you are a woman. And the fact that in all three of these instances, that the man said something along the lines of, bet you don't like this, is this a little uncomfortable? They knew what they were doing. It was an assertion at some level of dominance, of intimidation. I also want to make very clear to anyone out there that holds on to antiquated notions about women asking for it. All three of these men were married, and married to the two that I knew, married to women that I know and know well, women who I would also consider to be friends. So I want to be very clear about what happened. This has gone on in the last month. Two of these instances happened almost back to back. Now, why am I sharing this? I'm sharing this because I'm 47 years old. And after this happened the third time, I had to sit down and think, when is the last time something like this happened to me? And that would take me back more than 20 years. I would have to go back to my early 20s. So the question I'm going to ask all of you out there, is this a coincidence? I don't think so. I think the atmosphere that has been created in this country, where men feel comfortable texting things like your body, my choice, when men feel comfortable on social media referring to roaming gangs of rapists, when a civilly convicted sexual assaulter is going to be our next president, when a sitting Supreme Court justice has been credibly accused of sexual assault, when our next president has been credibly accused of sexual assault over 15 times when the nominee to be attorney general has investigations relating to having sex for money with minors. When the nominee to be the Secretary of Defense paid a woman when she alleged that he raped her. When these are the men that we choose as leaders, there is a message that is being sent to women and a message that is being sent to men. And that message is, you women are not full participatory citizens or human beings. Your rights don't matter as much as my rights do. When the vice president-elect of the United States pals around with men and takes his cues from folks in the religious right movement that say that the 19th Amendment should be repealed, that women do not deserve the right to vote, this sends a message. It authorizes this kind of behavior. Now, I can look anecdotally, even at my show over the last 2 weeks. I'm getting more conservative callers and texters. Maybe this is gloating. Maybe this is, Maggie, let me rub your face in it. But I will also tell you that some of the texts I read and some of the stuff I don't. And I'll let you fill in the blanks about some of the stuff that I don't read. So regardless of your party, regardless of whom you voted for, I have a favor to ask. To every single man out there, please stop treating women this way. To women out there, please stand up for one another. And I will say this, I am a white woman, a lawyer with a radio show. I am amongst the most empowered women that you will ever meet. And yet, so if this can happen to me, I guarantee you it is happening to someone else you know and love. And this is completely unacceptable. The environment in which this behavior has become implicitly, or I will say explicitly, acceptable needs to be rejected. These nominees from Donald Trump that have these kinds of allegations leveled against them, we need to be concerned about. Because the only democracy that I want to be a part of is where my rights are respected, where my actual body is respected. And right now, I don't feel that way. Right now, I have three examples in the last 4 weeks where two men that are friends of mine, whose wives I know, and a third whom I had never met before, thought it was okay to invade my body's physical space, to put their hands where they damn well knew they didn't belong. And no, for the texters asking me, I didn't slug them. As soon as it was over, I got up and left. Because frankly, I don't know what men like that, how they would react to me setting my boundary again. That is what I'm concerned about. So I'm going to ask all of you men out there, when you hear men deride women in a locker room, in private, in a boardroom, say something. Because the women you love deserve it. The women you don't know and the women you may not yet love deserve your support. This is unacceptable. When we come back, I'm going to turn the page. Got some other breaking news. A little lighter news. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay tuned. The last segment of the day is next.